Charlene, a very good morning to you. You know, I'm very protective
good
of every
morning.
Minute that we don't speak to you, because now that's 2 minutes and 47 seconds gone.
It must be the gremlins or the Mercury retrograde end or something, because I'm always here.
No, I know, I don't doubt that at all. All right, so first of all, it's been an unbelievable week in Israel. It's the middle of summer. You've had some fantastic people visiting there, and especially this week, you had J-Lo. Tell us all about it.
About J-Lo, I'm not talking about the Medusas, the jellyfish that visit us for 2 weeks every year and have been particularly big this year, but let me just tell you something, guys. We are basking in the love and adoration this week. And as you know, we've had a bit of a tumultuous week with the issue with the 12 boys in Cyprus and all those allegations. And, of course, brouhaha and drama and soap opera that is the upcoming elections. But this has been a week of utter love, starting last week with Bon Jovi coming to Israel and saying, you know, we don't run. We have love for the people of Israel. We love you. You love us. It was a one big love affair, coupled with the fact that they arrived a few days before the concert, did a bit of touring, saw the country, and stayed for a few days after the concert. And John Bon Jovi did something that he hasn't done for years because of the incredible demand on his time and his attention, is he met with a lady who is experiencing quite an aggressive form of cancer. And she put it out there to the universe, to the Facebook, the Twitter world, that one of her lifetime dreams was to meet John Bon Jovi. She knows it's something he doesn't do, but she would love for it to happen. And he did it. He took the time out very quietly, without cameras, without fanfare, to meet with her. And also just the heartwarming pictures of him visiting the Kotel, which, you know, for us is so symbolic. It's so much more than just about tourism. And just when we thought we couldn't get enough John Bon Jovi love, then came Jenny from the Block, or J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
And she arrived to much fanfare. She brought her fiancé, Alex Rodriguez. You know, if you follow baseball, it's A-Rod, and their kids. And she actually brought her kids onto stage last night in Tel Aviv. And there was this incredible picture of her on her balcony in her hotel saying, you know, I'm in the motherland, I'm totally in love, and that, like, the energy is off the charts, which of course it is, being Tel Aviv. I mean, wait till she gets on our highways, Howard. I mean, that's just a whole other story.
I hope she never does, yeah.
And then the next day we woke up to A-Rod showing us the love. And, you know, he's seriously considering, is there something that maybe he can do with baseball? And to me, this is how we build bridges and do things positively. There's a lot of interest in Israel for baseball because, you know, we have a huge expat American and Canadian community, but sports and music, as we know, are great uniters. Someone should tell Roger Waters that, or maybe even Code Pink. They're great uniters for people. So, you know, he said, you know, it's his first time in the country. He recommends everybody comes and visits. He's totally in love. And they really took time to mingle with ordinary Tel Avivians. Okay, J-Lo wore Gucci, as one does, Howard.
Well, when one mingles, one wants to look good, surely.
Of course. But she went, you know, I was expecting them to go to, you know, one of our very Lani restaurants. They went to Jessica's on the beach.
Having a look at the pictures, the one thing that struck me is how natural they were. You know, you're used to these perfect Instagram posts where everything looks perfect and the food is magnificent and everyone's hair's, and what you saw here was something very, very real, relaxed, authentic, and it gave a great energy.
It did. I mean, both A-Rod and J-Lo, I mean, I love how we speak. I mean, like, you H-Feld, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
and, you know,
H-Feld.
And that's ZQ.
Right.
I mean, this is how we roll here.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
They were very natural. I think, you know, Tel Aviv has a lot of the Miami vibe, which is, you know, where they live and they love it. But you get back what you give out. And they kept talking about the energy. And then J-Lo took to the stage last night to 57,000 hysterical dancing and much to my dismay, singing Israelis. And it was just a love affair. And she said, you know, I need your have what Chamin will forgive her that her grammar's not perfect, Howard. But she was dancing. She was full of energy. She said, you know, she's absolutely in love. I was on her Instagram page this morning and she was saying, you know, she's so in love, with Israel. It's been amazing. You know, she can't wait to come back. It really has been extraordinary. And just when we thought we couldn't bask enough in the J-Lo and A-Rod, love affair, we got it from Lionel Richie as well. Lionel Richie, who, you know, who's an icon. We remember him with the Communards for some people. Millennials, I'm talking to you. You might know him from such places as American Idol. Okay, I confess I watch it too. But he's a judge on American Idol. You know, he's actually just such a nice guy.
He's actually, you watch him on American Idol, he actually just wants the best for people. He comes across in a very positive way.
And he's got a reputation of being one of the nicest men in the music business. And, you know, of course, whenever major artists announce a tour of Israel, they are besieged with hate from the BDSs. And Code Pink decided that they would send him a whole lot of hate. And he responded simply by blocking them. So he's, you know, he's not interested. And it did something quite incredible for us in Israel, who often feel that, you know, we are marginalized and worse than that, we are misunderstood, that people don't take the time to understand the complexities of the issues here, the nuances of the issues here. And Lionel Richie just shutting them down like an epic boss by blocking them, which of course has put Code Pink into an absolute tizzy, and of course has absolutely melted my heart.
Incredible.
So long may we continue to bask. And we've also heard yesterday that the Argentinian soccer team or football team, depends on what side of the pond you live, they are itching to get here and play. So, you know, it's all good. And if you want to do something positive, people, you know, come to Israel. Besides understanding the political situation, because we are so much more than that, coming here and finding ways to bring people together through a commonality such as music or sport, this is how we build the foundations for peace.
Absolutely right. Where there is a problem, obviously, is in the area of anti-Semitism. We just read reports this morning of more than 800 anti-Semitic incidents reported in the UK in the first 6 months of 2019, and then an anti-Semitic incident in Montreal. Tell us about it.
Well, we haven't heard so much coming from Canada. We've heard, you know, like most countries around the world, it's rising to alarming levels. And, you know, yesterday there was the study put out by the Community Security Trust in the UK that they've had a record 892 incidents just from January to June this year. And this morning, waking up to news that in Montreal, B'nai B'rith Canada, which is one of the major organizations there, they are, to quote them, sounding the alarm after a Jewish man was assaulted by a taxi driver and abused with a whole barrage of anti-Semitic kind of slurs. So apparently what happened was on Sunday, the victim, who has asked not to be named, was visiting his elderly parents at their building, at their flat in the St. Laurent borough of Montreal. I, you know, I've never been to Montreal, so I don't know how, you know, boroughs work. And he apparently called for a cab, and the cab company called Taxi Champlain, they that the taxi driver came, and when the taxi driver saw him, you know, wearing his kippah, his yarmulke, he said, "I won't move for any effing Jews." The driver then apparently alleged to threaten to kill the victim. And when the victim tried to photograph the taxi number to try and file a complaint, the driver actually got out of his car and punched him repeatedly until a parking supervisor intervened. And apparently the taxi driver also smashed the victim's phone. However, because this was taking place in a parking garage, there were nearby security cameras. And the injuries to the victim were severe enough to send him to hospital, but B'nai B'rith have filed on behalf of the victim a complaint with the Montreal Police Service, and they're investigating the incident. They filed it as a hate crime, and they filed a report to Taxi Champlain, who's the company that operates the taxis, to file a complaint about that. So this is probably one of the first major incidents that we are hearing coming from Canada, and Montreal is home to a very, very, very big very big Jewish community, as well as a lot of expat French who've left France because of anti-Semitism and have settled in Montreal because of language and culture.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely frightening, and because we're certainly seeing the rise of anti-Semitic talk in the United States, in America itself, in the United States itself, coming from politicians, AOC. They being one of the Democrats who have spoken about this very, very openly and very problematically. And there's no doubt that what follows and what has always followed is the is anti-Semitic behavior.
It's this is what we are worried about. It's becoming mainstream. It's becoming acceptable to be an anti-Semite. I just have to make one quick correction. I said Lionel Richie and the Communards. It's actually the Commodores.
It's funny, you know, when
clearly
you said that,
clearly I need another cup of coffee.
Well, no, I thought, you know, and I was giving you the benefit of the doubt and just assumed that's obviously how you just talk about it in Israel, because it's obviously the Israeli version of Commodores. And it's interesting because, you know, when somebody says a word slightly wrong and it confuses your brain, you don't really know why it's wrong because, and you can't get it right, you know. So as you said it, I thought to myself, no, doesn't it, something's wrong with that, but I wasn't confident enough in my memory. Of course it was the Commodores. Thank you for that correction.
I need another cup of coffee. Yeah,
I would definitely.
We can't forget. I mean, songs like Night Shift. I mean, hello.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello. Hello, indeed. It is 8 o'clock. This is where we love and leave you, Rolene Marks. We'll
endless
chat to you.
Endless love for you guys.
Absolutely.
Endless love.
Have a good weekend. Shabbat Shalom, and we will speak to you next week.